While pressure continues to mount on President Biden to withdraw from his re-election candidacy, some still believe there is a way to change the rules at the Democratic National Convention to allow a free vote of the delegates. Doing so will be highly unlikely, however, because Biden's total delegate vote includes 1,581 individuals not bound by party rules, but rather state law. Therefore, those delegates will not be free. To win the party nomination, a candidate must have 1,968 votes. This means, from the remaining delegates, the president would need only keep 387 of the freed 2,368 delegates who are already pledged to vote for him. This factors into just 16.3% of the non-state law-bound delegates. Reports are circulating that California Representative Mark Takano was quoting for the House Democratic Conference a poll of his district that apparently shows President Biden losing among the congressman's constituents. Assuming the accuracy of the poll, this would be a significant data point. President Biden carried the district 62-36% in 2020, and Mr. Takano won re-election here in 2022 with 57.7% of the vote in the post-redistricting 39th CD. Furthermore, the district is 59% Hispanic. The political situation continues to deteriorate for President Biden in other places. As reported on X from journalist Jacqueline Sweet, New York Democratic polls that won't be published apparently report the president is trailing in two potential Democratic conversion districts by double-digit margins, seats that he carried in 2020. The two are the 17th and 19th CDs that freshman GOP representatives Mike Lawler and Mark Molinaro currently represent, and one with close margins. As a point of reference, Mr. Biden carried the 17th with a 54-44% margin in 2020 and a 51-47% split in New York's 19th district. Utah Congresswoman Celeste Molloy is not out of the woods yet from her close Republican primary race against businessman Colby Jenkins that was conducted on June 25th. The Utah election officials finally finished the end count, and what was a 309-vote margin for Molloy has dropped to 214 votes. The process is not yet finished. Now the election staff must conduct a canvass to certify the final vote. Since the current margin has fallen within the range where a recount can be requested, Mr. Jenkins says he will do so after the canvass. This means the counting and recounting process could drag on until the end of July. The other race undergoing a recount, that in Virginia's 5th district, has shown no significant change. It is highly likely that the recount will confirm the certified Republican primary winner, State Senator John McGuire, has defeated incumbent Congressman Bob Good. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.